This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Tuition at CU is not going up next academic year. However, some student fees will see a slight uptick. University of Colorado Regents approved the moves today, along with no raises for faculty and staff. Officials say Boulder Creek's social distancing rules apply even on the water. More than 100 people gathered along the shore yesterday did not follow guidelines. County spokeswoman Chana Gassettis.
We understand that this is a really difficult time for all of us, that it's beautiful outside. We all want to finally get out and enjoy, but we're not there yet.
Gassetta says it's disappointing that some people do not appear to be considering that they could infect others with COVID-19. Some property owners are struggling these days, like Debbie Stobie, who owns a 24-unit apartment building in Metro Denver. She says about half of her tenants could not make rent on time, and she had to cut expenses.
We're not paying people right now to do stuff that they normally would, like a landscaper or fixing something that we would pay a vendor for. So they're losing out too.
Some landlords can apply for small business loans and ask to postpone their federally backed mortgages under the CARES Act. And the Russell Stover plant and retail shop in Montrose is closing in August, 7 months ahead of schedule due to COVID-19. The candy maker says 200 workers were offered jobs at factories in Texas and Oklahoma. Russell Stover's is a major employer in Montrose County. 82 in Denver, 70 in Vail, 88 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.